There is online comment this week about the possibility of reintroducing trams to the city.
Rolls says, "Pity the few rail lines we have seem to be avoided when it comes to where to put new homes. All that development north of Sprowston, along the Wyndham-Heatherset corridor, etc., safely far enough away from tracks to remove any possibility of short hop use."
A tourist, however, comments, "Why on earth go to all the hassle and expense of putting in a restrictive public transport system? Tramways are good for large cities with large, wide, straight roads. Norwich has none of that. Improve the system we have with modern electric or gas-driven buses."
Thaddeus comments, "Edinburgh's tram system ended up costing double the original estimate and had to be scaled back to make that. As Edinburgh is the closest city to Norwich in population, do the council really wish to pursue this?"
NNFN23 has this to say, "The Norwich Society want to turn the city back to how it was 100 years ago. Some sort of twee novelty retirement home rather than a fresh, vibrant, livable city. For a start, buses can go anywhere a tram can go for much cheaper. We just need to push the companies to use clean, modern buses. Secondly, we're going through changes the likes of which haven't been seen since trams were taken out of Norwich. Cars on the decline, and cities the world over are going car-free. Transport is changing, with autonomous self-driving cars sharing a very large outcome in our future. Now is the time to be committed. Now is not the time to be committed to outdated technology when we have no idea how the future will shape up. Trams make sense in much bigger cities like Manchester, but this is Norwich."
Wimboy says, "What a rubbish decision to take. Trams are a step back in time. It would be better to use electric buses and have an overhead wire system to tram systems. That way, they can change in central city areas and run on batteries in the outskirts of the city. This is already used in some EU countries. Also, if a tram breaks down, it clogs up the whole system. With an electric bus, just tow it away as now and get a replacement."
And the final word from Rodney Hoffman. "This is a great idea. I have been stating this in my post for a while now. Just look at how the park and ride sites are situated, all at the bottom of straight routes leading to the city centre. If these sites are incorporated into the tram network, it could be the answer. Most of these routes already have bus lanes. This really would put the heart back into Norwich and would attract visitors and shoppers. At the same time, the fare structure needs to be reasonable to get people to use them. We'll follow these plans with interest."